This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Le'o Nishmas Elisheva Bas Menachem HaKohen, the late Mrs. LeBret. Dalet Tammuz, 21st of June, Rabbi Abrami Bloy. After the Yiftach.
Good morning. As you know, the thing was in Yoni the Yoime. So I was thinking, in Yoni the Yoime, we have on Pasha's Fukas, we have the Aftar of Yiftach Agiladi.
Yes.
So we're going to do maybe the Aftar of Yiftach of Pasha's Fukas, and we're going to focus on in Yoni the Yoime a little bit. What we're learning in the Yoime now is Medorim. But first, we're going to focus about the Pasha, what has to do with Yiftach, has to do with our Pasha, Pasha's Shavuot. So first we're going to read through the story to see what's the Ma'aseh of Yiftach. It's in Shoftim Perek, Kapitel Yud Aleph. And the end of Kapitel Yud is brought down that Klal Yisrael, as we know, it was a cycle, and the whole Sefer of Shoftim is a cycle of they coming and doing tshuva, and again doing all kinds of sins, and again tshuva and sins, again and again and again. That was the times after Yoyra Giladi, and again, Klal Yisrael is worshiping the idols, the Ashtoreth and the Be'olim, and Bnei Amoin come from the east, from the southeast, they coming and oppressing Klal Yisrael, and not only Klal Yisrael and Evre Ayal, they were living in the Gilod, also they coming into Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Ephraim, who live a bit further in to the west, and they don't know what to do, Klal Yisrael. And then starts the Ma'aseh of Yiftach. The Yiftach HaGiladi, Oyo Giboy Chayil. Yiftach HaGiladi was a Giboy Chayil, what's a Giboy Chayil? So some portion say that a Giboy Chayil is, what's a Giboy Chayil? We see also Anshei Chayil, Ish Chayil. Chayil means army, they have lots of soldiers. What means they have lots of soldiers? So you know, every mitzvah a person does, he creates a malach. Now these malachim were soldiers. So first of all, so before we start the Ma'aseh of Yiftach, we have to know he was a Giboy Chayil. Not a Giboy Chayil, what we speak about. That sort of person, he was a powerful person. Yes, he was a Giboy Chayil, and the understanding of Giboy Chayil is Anshei Chayil. He had a lot of soldiers behind him. Every mitzvah a person creates is a soldier. He was a big tzaddik. That first of all, we have to know. Vehu ben Isha Zoyno. So this Isha Zoyno we just read last week, and after a Pasa Shlach, of Rochov HaZoyno. Is the same type of Zoyno? So some say yes. It's not a Zoyno, Mamish HaZoyno over here. It's a pundekois, as the Targum says. She just had pundekois. She had over there. Sorry?
Innkeeper.
Yeah, innkeeper. She just had over there a shop and she gave people to eat. But some say in the Rabbinu, Bechaye, in Pashas Matis, why she's called over Isha Zoyno? Because, and this we can understand a little bit better also the upcoming from the story, because it was a gzeir at that time that Loitisav Nachlo. That means, that if a person is from a certain Shevet, let's say from Shevet Ephraim, you shouldn't marry someone from Shevet Yehuda. Yeah. Why? Because the woman who gets married from a different Shevet, she inherits from her parents a certain Nachla, and then instead of staying in the same tribe, in the same Shevet, she's going to come, and we know the Baal is Yoyresh's Ishtoi. And even let's say the husband is already dead, but the children, how it goes by Jewish, so you go. If your mother is Jewish, so also the child is Jewish. But when we speak about Shvatim, if the father is Reuven, Shevet Reuven, the son is also Shevet Reuven. So also if the mother is going to die, and the children can't inherit from their mother, so it turns from Shevet Yehuda, let's say, to Shevet Reuven. There it is. Now this is only if the mother, was the only child. She comes and gets the Yerusha. And that's what we can understand as a Shaila over here, Betzel. Why we say that she was an Isha Zoyna? Why? Because she came, Yiftach, the father of Yiftach, Gilad his name was, he came and he married someone from a different tribe, and that's why we're calling her Isha Zoyna. Now we know that later on, it was, sorry? Now we know later on, is the story of Manoach, right? The father of Shishan Agibah. Now Manoach comes from Shevet, Dom. the mother of Shimshon HaGibbah, what's Lalfoinit, like Moses says in Bobo Basel, Naftali Kalev. Now she was from Shevet Yehuda. So if Monoyach married Tzlalfoinis, Monoyach from Shevet Dan married Tzlalfoinis from Shevet Yehuda, why we don't call over there Isha Zayna, if this is the Isha Zayna? So we have to say she had brothers that Tzlalfoinis. And only when the daughter, she's the only daughter, and she comes, and she gets Yerusha, the Nachla, and then she comes and she gives it to someone else, then she's called the Isha Zayna. Vayolet Gilad es Iftoch. And then Gilad, and we're telling you, Vayolet Gilad es Iftoch, you know why he says that about Manel? Because, oh, you might think Isha Zayna is Isha Zayna, and then we don't have the clan of Roy Beilo Yisachar Abal. So now we're going to tell you, no, you should know Vayolet Gilad es Iftoch. He's the child of Vatei Adeshes Gilad lo Yibonim. And he had a different wife, so she had lots of children. And now, after they grow up, the other children come and tell the Iftoch, Lysinchal Beveis Ovin. We don't want you to be part of the Yerusha of our father. And they send them away. Now, why they send them away? According to what we said, it's very Gishma. We said that this mother of Iftoch was just from a different tribe, a different Shevet, and we said, Lysinchal Nachla. Then we done a gzeira at that time, that if a person came and married someone from a different shevet, so what they done is she doesn't get any yerusha. She doesn't get anything. And if she doesn't get anything, so they tell him, okay, look, your mother didn't bring anything into this marriage. Our mother, the other brother said, she bought lots of properties, whatever it is, lots of assets into this marriage. Why we should come now and divide the yerusha all between ourselves? And to understand a little bit better, we're going to go to Gemara and Ksuvah's Daf Nun Beis. This is a type of a Ksuvah, what's called Ksuvah's Bonin Dichrin. What is Ksuvah's Bonin Dichrin? A person has a daughter and he wants to marry her off. He marries her off, he gives her a little bit of an adunya. Gives a bit of assets to come for the marriage. And a person is going to say, I don't want to give my daughter money or my son-in-law. Why not? Because she's going to have children. And then she might die before husband. He's going to go and marry again someone else, have lots of children from the second marriage, and then his Yerusha, that Be'etzem, it belongs to me, will go and divide between all the children. So what Chachamim came and done, and then the person is not going to want to give his own daughter a Nedunya. So what Chachamim do, they say, Ksuvas Bomidichi. That means that when a person comes, and his mother, we're talking about the grandchildren, his mother came and she brought into the marriage lots of Nedunya, she comes and she gives it over to her children. It goes to these children, but it doesn't go by the father, it goes by the mother. That means the grandfather came and gave his daughter a nedunya, and then she dies, her children are going to get the nedunya what she got from her father. That's Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin. Now, as we know, we just said that the mother of Iftoch was a different shevet. A different shevet, she didn't get anything. So now they come and say, look, you, from a different shevet, your mother didn't bring anything, and now you coming and you want together with us to get anything? No. Why? If we say Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin, so they anyway don't get. Because this tnai of Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin, that the sons of the mother, each mother, so that what they get, is only if it's a moisa dino. That means, if it's extra over there, a dino that it could come and fulfill the mitzvah of Yerusha Midoy Raisa. Now, Yerusha Midoy Raisa is, you have to have to divide. It's not that the Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin is only a takonet rabbanon. So you have to have a moisal dino. Once you have a moisal dino, an extra dino, and that could be chal, the dino of Yerusha Midoy Raisa, then you say Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin. So here was no this extra moisal dino, so Iftoch had to come and inherit together with all his brothers. That's what he said. You now come and you go away, and then you can come back. You don't come back because we don't want you to come. Iftoch is, we see over here, a gvura of a person. Iftoch mipnei echon, he goes to Vayeshev Eretz Toiv, Vayeslachtu et Iftoch Anoshim Reiki, Vayetzu Imoy. He comes and he opens up over there a gang in Eretz Toiv. Eretz Toiv probably is the same person as we find in Megillah Sus, right? Toiv, what one of the uncle, Toiv, one of the brothers, this Eretz Toiv. Some say Eretz Toiv is in Yerushalmi and Shvi's, it's brought down Perek Vav, that Eretz Toiv is Chutz Loretz. Why is it called Eretz Toiv is called Chutz Loretz? Because Chutz Loretz is no Maisles. Because it's no Maisles, it's called Eretz Toiv. Now, the question should be a little bit punkt verkehrt. Torah is at Israel, you have Trumas, you have Maisres, you have lots of mitzvahs. So the Rishon Lezion Chaim Kalinsky says that why it's called Erev Toiv, Chutzpah is called Erev Toiv, because a person sometimes has all kinds of nerve. Right? Yes, Gemaiser, not Gemaiser, Iber Gemaiser, all kinds of nerve. So now he says it's Erev Toiv, everything is good for him, he doesn't have these nerves of maybe it's not Maiser, maybe it's Truma, maybe Bikuri, maybe, oh, he's on Chutzpah, really, he doesn't have all these problems. There's a vote of Rav Pesach Frank, and he says in the Har Tzvi and Parshas Chukas, and he says that why it's called Eretz Toiv. He says Eretz Toiv is less than Eretz Toivo. Yeah. It says Eretz Toivo, Eretz Nachleimayim, but Eretz Yisrael is always, Eretz Yisrael is always called Eretz Toivo. Toivo is much better than Toiv. And I saw the Adam in there, and he said like this, what's Toiv and Toivo? What's Toivo more than Toiv? Toivo has a hey. Hey is five. Five different things that Eretz Yisrael is better than Eretz Toiv. And what is it? Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Oni is together, then Chale and Bikuri. These are the five things that is Toivo better than Toiv. Toiv is Chutz La'aretz, and Toivo, extra five things that Eretz Yisrael is better than Chutz La'aretz. He goes over there to Chutz La'aretz. Sorry?
That's it? Only five things?
Klapir Trumas and Maisers. That's what you say. Eretz Toiv, Klapir Trumas and Maisers.
Lechet Shechupeo.
Yeah.
Lechet
Shechupeo. Don't know anybody. No, for sure. That's Eretz. The Yerushalmi over there is brought down. That is Susita. And there's Chal of the Shemitah. And all these things are Chal of there. Why? Because these are, right? It says over there that Amir Moyov, that Rabbi Yochanan Dam at Takone, that in the times of the Shemitah, they should come and give Maisres. That had the din of Eretz Yisrael to certain things. Just that, right? Like Abbe Oimer, it's a big machloikis, the Ran and Rashi, right? As you just said, if it's the Oimer, you can come and bring from Chutz La'aretz, you can't bring from Chutz La'aretz. This is Chutz La'aretz, I mean Eivar HaYarden. It's not exactly Chutz La'aretz, it's Eivar HaYarden. Okay, Vayi Miyomim now comes over here and goes back to the story what we started off with, and Bnei Amon are fighting with the Klal Yisrael. So they're looking for someone to come and take the responsibility, and they have no one over there. They come and they ask Yiftoch, maybe you come and take the responsibility. So Yiftoch tells them, come to me now. You just told me, go, we don't want you, we don't want to be part of you, and now you're coming. Alu senei semoisi, he tells them. Vayomer Yiftoch lezik negilot, alei atem senei semoisi, vete gashuni mi beis ovi, umadua bosem elei ato kasher tzalochem. Now, when you feel pressed, and now when you need me, you come to me. So there's an old argument, as the Chasam Sofer explains in the Haftarah of our Parsha, that in the beginning they come and they tell him, you will be a kotzin. You'll just be, you know, someone will be, not exactly, maybe a general, but only in the army. Then he tells them, no, that's not enough. If you want me to come and to bring me back, I want to be a roish, lochem. He wants to be a shofet. He wants to be a king. Why? What's the pshat? He says, they came and they got rid of him. Why they got rid of him? He said, you're ben isha acheres. Why you ben isha acheres otto? He tells you, it's from a different woman. Rimele. He tells him, you can't come and be a king. Why? Because a king could be only from me, yuchosim, as the Rambam paskens. So Rimele, he comes and tells him, oh, now you want to bring me back? You have to prove that I'm not from isha acheres. I'm not from isha zayna. I'm now, I could come now and be also a king. I could be a miyuchas, and that's what in the beginning they tell him, only come and you will be a general, you'll be very nice, we're going to put you in the head, but you won't be a roish. And then the second thing he comes and he tells him, no, you told me to go, why? Because you're ben isha zayin or ben isha acheres. I want you to come and now to take me back, because to prove that I'm a miyuchas and not stam. And that's why he wants, and he asks them back to be davke a roish. And he says, Vayomer Yiftoch hazik legilot. אם הישיבי מאתם אויסי לאילוכם בפני אמורים ונוסע השם אויסו לפנוי, אונוי חיה לכם לרויש. Not enough just to be a cotton, I want to be a roish. And then they agree over there, and they, in the mitzvah, they all agree that he's going to be the roish. First thing what Yiftoch does is he sends over there malochim to melech bnei amorim. And over here, this is the connection to our parsha. He says, "Vayishlach Yiftoch malochim el melech bnei amoin leimor." Malib eloch ki bosa elai leilochem ba'atzim. What do we have in common? I don't know what you want to do. So melech bnei amoin answers him, "El malach Yiftoch ki lo kach Yisrael es arzi when ba'aloisim yitzrayim me'arnoin ve'adayaboy ועל הירדן, ועד הושיב הישם בשורג. If you don't want to have a fight, so give back what Klal Yisrael took and the times when they went out of Mitzrayim. And this is our parasha, ועלמן על הירדן, because Rashi says they tried to get it from Edoim, and then Edoim did not allow them to go in, so they go from the south of Eretz Yisrael, the Roima, and then they go Dorim Dorim, till they come to Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael, the east, and then they go up from the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael towards north, towards Tzofain, they go up, and then they try to go in through Sichon. Now, if they try to go in through Sichon, Sichon is a bit, we don't have the map over here, Chaval, but if we just can imagine the map in our head, if Sichon is a little bit, we have, let's say, we're going up from the south, so we have Yam HaMelach, we can see on our left, right, we're coming up from bottom, from Yam Suf, we're coming up towards the north, so we have Yam HaMelach on our left. So, why straight away after Yam HaMelach, over there is Eretz Yisrael, why you shouldn't go in there?
Yam HaMelach is on the right, you're coming from the south.
No, that's on the left. You're coming from the south, you're going up north.
Ah, in Yehi Ve'ayah. Yehi
Ve'ayah. So they're coming up over there, you have it on the left, so why did she... No, they go up to Sichon. So Rashi told us in our parasha, that over here, what we find over here, Yiftoch answers them, that we try to go in Chum Moyov. Over there is Moyov. We have over there, Nachal Arnoin, and that's in the middle of Yam HaMelach, basically. And then we have Nachal Yavoik. Yeah. Nachal Yavoik is
much higher.
Berch Shechem. Shechem, about over that over there in Eber HaYarden, the east of the Yarden, over there is Nachal Yavoik. And that old Shedlach belongs to
Moyov.
So why did not try to go through there? So tells us Rashi that over here we find the Yiftoch, they did try to go through Moyov. They didn't try to fight with Moyov because we have a pasuk in Parshas Devarim, Al Tetzurem, right? Al Tisko, Bamilchomo, against Amon and Moyov. That's why they're going up through Sichon. Now they're going through Sichon, and they went through somewhere that belonged to Moyov. And that's the Taina of the Melech Bnei Amon. He says, this belonged to us. And now you came and took it from Sichon, but it belonged to us. So what Yiftoch answers him? So Yiftoch answers him, no, I have Kibbe Aloysom, Mitzrayim, Bamidvo, Ad Yamsu, Bayovi Kedesho. He comes and he skips a few things of it, but he tells them, וישלח ישראל מלוכים אל מלך אדום, what we find in our parsha, לאמור, אמרונו בארצך, ולא ישמע מלך אדום, וגם אל מלך מויוב שולח, because we don't find in our parsha that he also send missionaries to מלך אדום to come and to let them to go through, וגם לא יעבור וישו ישראל בקודש. And then, וילך במדבר ויוסוף ארץ אדום, and he goes over ארץ מויוב, he goes over through ארץ מויוב, ויובר מזרח שמש from the east, לארץ מויב, ויחלו בעבר ארנוין, ולא בואו בגבול מויב, כי ארנוין גבול מויב. So they don't come in through ארנוין, that belongs to מויב, just they go in through סיכוין. And then, וישלח ישראל מלוכים אל סיכוין מלך למוירי מלך שבוין, ויאמר לו ישראל נעבונו בארצךו, עד מקוים, let me go through. ולא יאה מן סיכוין. Now, in our parasha it says, ולא יאובו. Over here it says, ולא יאה מן. What's the difference between ולא יאה מן, over here what Yiftoch says, and of the devil of us, I saw once in the Sefer Koit Seifai from Pasha's Chukas, he says that there is a difference between Veloy Eamin and Veloy Ovo. He says, Veloy Eamin Sichon. Why Sichon didn't believe them? He says, because someone is a liar, he thinks everyone is lying. And that's why Sichon, he knew that he was a liar, so he knew, oh, Klal Yisrael says, V'dech HaMelech Nelech, V'nifnei Yom Yom Asmoy, we're going to buy everything from you, we're not going to take anything, we're not going to fight with you. But he didn't believe, Veloy Eamin. He didn't believe. Why he didn't believe? Because someone who doesn't believe anyone, also he's not believed, and that's why you can't trust him, so he doesn't trust And Veloyem in Sichon is Yisrael Avoyu Bigvuloi. And Vayes, so if Sichon is called Amoy, we find in Pasha's Chukas, Vayachanu Vayotso, Vayilochem Yisrael. Vayiten answers Yiftoch to Bnei Amoy. Vayiten Hashem Eloikei Yisrael is Sichon, it's called Amoy Biyad Yisrael. We didn't have a fight with Moyov. We had a fight with Sichon. And that's why, what's your Taina? Vayirash Yisrael es kol eretz oimoy. Yoyishev oretz oimoy. We never came and we never had any tainus against Moyov. We had never had a fight with Moyov. We only had a fight with Sichon. And this is brought down in Pasha's Chukas, that who exactly Sichon get it from? Right. Sichon got it from Mimelech Moyov Orishon. Yeah. Why exactly? So the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, and the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach, because Amon u Moyov tiharu b'Sichon. One is Amun Moyov Tiyar Bezifon, because we have an Isser of Al Tetzurem, Al Tizkor Bo Milchomo. So you can't go, why? Because Kilbnei Loit Nasad Yerusha. So you can't go and fight against Bnei Amun and Bnei Moyov. So that's why Kilbnei came and done a Cheshbon. First Sichoin took it from Moyov, and then Moyov And then it says the Gemara, what's the Alkein Yoimu Amoish Li Boyu Cheshboin? Says the Gemara about Basa and Ches, that this is talking about Boyu Cheshboin, Cheshboin, Neshel Oilom. And that's exactly the Gemara who feel the veld. Because what exactly Sichoin was thinking to himself when he came and he captured the Moyov? Oh, look at me, I'm so great, I'm so strong. Look at me, I got the whole of Moyov. Maise, this is the only Al-Kenyoimu. From this you can learn everything in the whole world over here. Someone is running the whole world. Be'etzem HaKadosh came and told Moyov, told Sichon, and done that Sichon should win, only that Klal Yisrael later on shouldn't violate the Isur of Al-Tetzurem, that they can come and attack Sichon. That, therefore, that's also, they say the nice word we say in Shabbos, L'Sichon Melech HaMoyri, הוא לא יגבו לך בושם כי לא יוכל. ונוסם ארצו לנחלו כי לא ילום חסדי. נחלו לישראל אמוי כי לא ילום חסדי. So, that's what we probably go over here again. ונוסם ארצו לנחלו כי לא ילום חסדי. ונחלו לישראל אמוי כי לא ילום חסדי. Why are we doubling again? ונוסם ארצו לנחלו, נחלו לישראל אמוי. Just say, נוסם לא ים ארצו לנחלו כי לא ילום חסדי. The vote is because, לסיכו עם מלך אמוי לא ילום לך בושם. כי לא ילום חסדי. ונוסם to who? To Sichon Melech HaMoiri. Why? Because Nachlo Leisrael Amo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give it to Klal Yisrael. How could you come and give it to Klal Yisrael? Only if you give it to Nachlo to Sichon. That's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Sichon Melech HaMoiri. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving it to them. Because only therefore, because they got it, now we can go and pass it on Nachlo Leisrael Amo to Klal Yisrael. And then he comes and he tells them over here another interesting thing. Elo, Haloi, tells Yiftach to Bnei Amon. It's Asher Yoyrishcho Kemoish Eloihecho, Oizoi Tirosh. You have your Elohim Kemoish, as we find already, Am Kemoish, we find in our Parsha, in Parsha Shukas. And this was the idol of Melech, it was Moyov, Amoin. Oizoi Tirosh, it's Asher Hoyrish. And this is Beloshen Lag, he's telling it to him. He's not telling it to him because he believed. He's just telling it to him as a joke, you know. Look, our Kadosh Baruch Hu came and gave us Sichon. You, whatever your Elohim comes and gives you, you can come and take it yourself. But he didn't give you anything, so too bad. And Ve'ato, another time he tells him, Toi Ve'ato, Mibolog Ben Tzipor Melech Moyov, Haroi Rov Im Yisrael, Im Nir Chol Nilcham Bo, Ve'Shevet Yisrael Ben Yisrael. He comes and tells him, we're sitting over here with the 300 years we're sitting over here in this place of and what you now, why now you're waking up, Melech Bnei Amon, we're sitting over here for the last 300 years. So this is a time that what we see in the Amar Haftorah, that he's sitting 300 years. Klal Yisrael is sitting over there in the Eber HaYarden, where he belonged to Moyov HaRishon, and now comes Melech Bnei Amon and says, I want it back. So well, to understand a little bit over here, our Parshas HaShavua, together with the Haftorah, was a connection, so we're going to have to go back a little bit to the order, the history, what starts. Okay, so let's start from Ma'amad al-Sinai. Ma'amad al-Sinai was in Sivan, the year 2448, right? Beis Alofim Tof Mem Ches. Tof Mem Ches. That's about 1311 BCE. That a year later, a year later was Hukam HaMishkan in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yud Nisan, as we know, it bore down that Miriam HaNeviah dies, and Yud Nisan is bore down in Tov Kuf Bey in Erachayim, that is if Seif Beis, that that's Misas Tzadikim. We know that Yud Nisan Miriam HaNeviah dies. Then we come, and that year was all the mice, and what we learned lately in the thing was the Mon, the Slav, Meraglim. All these mice happened, Machloikis of Koirach. All this happened in the year of 2448.
Yes. 4-9.
4-9, so yeah, with Toch Memtes. This all happened Beis Alof in Tov Memtes. Later on, now in the Torah, we skip about almost 40 years. We're skipping and we come to Rosh Chodesh, we come to Nisan of Tov Pei Zion. 2487. We come there and now we have the might. Sorry? 39
years
later. Yeah, 39 years later. We have now over here, we come back now over here in Parshas Chukas. We have then the Misas Miriam, right? We have Misas Miriam, and then we have Rosh Chodesh of Aaron HaKohen, is Nifta, Rosh Chodesh of. Later on, a month after the Ptir of Aaron, as the Bonan Nigmon Rosh Hashanah, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Sichoin comes and has a fight with Klal Yisrael. They have a battle with Klal Yisrael. That's Elul Tov Pei Zion. 2487. That's Tov Pei Zion. In the end of Tov Pei Zion, Rosh Chodesh Elul, then when they have. Now, after Yom Tev, Motzei Sukkos, they have now a fight with Oik. That's what the Tov Pei Ches. They have a fight with Oik. And then, once Balak comes and sees that Klal Yisrael came and just wiped out Sichoin and Oig, the two most powerful leaders and kings in that time, he's scared and he calls Bilam, come and help me to fight against Klal Yisrael. Bilam comes and he curses Klal Yisrael, Vayafel Hashem Sakol Lebrocha, but he gives him over there advice how to come and Klal Yisrael should have a sin. And he's Machti Klal Yisrael. Then there's a Magefa, 24,000 people get killed in a Magefa till Pinchos comes and he stabs Zimri ben Salu and the Midianis. After that is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, beforehand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekoim Nikmas Midyonim. Go and fight the Midyonim, and he kills the five Malchim Midyon. And then Rosh Chodesh Shvat, for the next 36 days, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he gives the Torah, he writes down the Torah for 36 days from Rosh Chodesh Shvat to Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar Tov Pei Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter, and Yeshua, 33 days later, 30 days of Avel, of Bechi and Avel, and 3 days of Achone, they go into Eretz Yisrael. Yud, Nisan, Tov, Pei, Ches, they go into Eretz Yisrael. Now there's 7 years of Kibush, 7 years of dividing the land, Chalukah, then, and Tov, Kuf, Beis, they come and they, 2,502 years from Brias Oilam, they come and they, El HaMenucha Vel HaNachala. Yeshua Binu lives for another 14 years, Tov, Kuf, Tes, Zayin, and then Yeshua Bin Nun is Nifta. Now from Yeshua Bin Nun we have now the Shoifti. We have after Yeshua Bin Nun we have Otniel Ben Knaz, it's 40 years of Shoifet. Then we have Ehud Ben Geo, 80 years of Shoifet. Then we have Shamgar Ben Anos, that's 1 year, but it's including the year of Ehud Ben Geo. Then we have Borg Ben Avinoyam and Doron Avio, another 40 years. Then we have after Doron Avio, we have Gidon. But before Gidon ben Yoyosh, we have 7 years of the Midianim. The Midianites are pressing Klal Yisrael. Then we have Gidon ben Yoyosh, another 40 years of Shoifet of Gidon ben Yoyosh. After Gidon ben Yoyosh, we have a son, Avimelech, 3 years. We have Yoyra Gilodi and Toilo ben Pua together, bore down, 23 and 22, but one of them is the same year. We have 44 years of Yoyra Gilodi and Toilo ben Pua. And then we have the 10th Shoifet is Yiftoch HaGilodi. And Yiftoch HaGilodi was a Shoifet for 6 years. And Seder HaDoros says that he was from Tov Shin Pei Aleph to Tov Shin Pei Zayin. So when was the Sichoin, if you remember? We said Tov, we went in history, we came to Tov Pei Zayin. Right? And the end of Tov Pei Zayin, Elul Tov Pei Zayin was the battle against Sichoin. So now if we come Tov Shin Pei Zayin, when Yiftoch is a Shoifet, is exactly 300 years later, Tov Shin Pei Zayin, Tov Pei Zayin. So exactly 300 years later, and that's the time of Yiftoch. What you wake up now? 300 years ago, he was here. What time is Bnei Amon? What is exactly the time of Bnei Amon? The time of Bnei Amon is, we know there's a din in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. You say very good, Amon Umoy of Tiyahu B'Sichon, it belongs to you. We know there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Tes that Nochim Lav Bnei Kibush Nino. Very good that Sichoin came and captured it from Moyov. But Sichoin doesn't have the right. It never belonged to Sichoin. Therefore, Klai Yisrael took it straight away from the hands of Moyo. So what's the taina? So this, a lot of Achoinim ask, and Chidos has a very interesting teret. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, and over here was Al Pi Adibo. And that's why, even though Nochim Navnei Kibush Ninu, over here, Klal Yisrael had the right, and Sichon had the right to come and take it from them. The Chasam Sofer says that according to the Tosis in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, that it was a Shiku Hashem. When it's a different name already, so then even from a Goy you could be Koine. And that's why he tells him over here, 300 years, and even Balak ben Tzipor, what he was almost 300 years ago, he didn't fight against Klal Yisrael. That means, you gave up. If you gave up, it was a Shiku Hashem, it changed already the name after 300 years.